Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. So glad you're here today. We can worship together. As you know, we have a partnership with Messiah Lutheran Church here in town. And as part of that partnership, their pastor helps us out with visitation and funerals. And once every 6 weeks, Messiah gets a supply pastor, and then their pastor comes over and preaches here, so I get a break from writing a sermon that week. Reverend Bauer is here today to preach. Thank you very much. I just want to let you know that we really, really, really appreciate everything that you do for us, don't we? Speaking of which, this Thursday is Valentine's Day. It's that day when we let the people we love know how we really feel about them. But of course, we're Lutheran, and so it's hard to say those things sometimes. But luckily, God and the candy company gave us candy conversation hearts to help us say the things that are hard to say. So I bought a bag of candy conversation hearts, and I decided that I was just going to pull one out, and whatever came out, that's what we were all going to say to each other this morning. I had to pick 15 times before I found something I thought you would actually say. So stand and greet your neighbors and say, "You're awesome." Okay, all of you awesome people, you can remain standing as we begin with the brief order of confession and forgiveness printed in the bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we sing our gathering hymn number 665. just wanted to show you what I have in my hand. This is the world's first and last hair candle. If you don't know what I'm talking about, read the February newsletter. And in the pastor's article, you will see a story, read a story about a man who did a very, very dumb thing and the woman who loved him anyway. Have you done anything dumb lately? Don't answer that. Okay. Of course you have. We all do. But as we begin worship today, we remember that we are in the presence of a God who, no matter what dumb things we've done and what dumb things we will do, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Most holy God, the earth is filled with your glory, and before you angels and saints stand in awe. Enlarge our vision to see your power at work in the world, and by your grace, make us heralds of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated. All right. At this time, I would like to ask anyone here who has been elected to an office in the congregation, either to a board or to the church council, to please come forward. Come on up. Don't be shy. Why don't you come all the way up? Come on up the steps. Okay, I had you come up the steps because I forgot to set up a microphone to pass down the line. So, what I'd like you to do, come on up, one at a time, please come to the microphone, tell us your name and how you are serving in St. John.
Jeremy Heyer, Buildings and Grounds.
Tammy Quaid, Finance.
Mike Quaid, Buildings and Grounds.
Sandy Quaid, Stewardship.
Carol Braun, Council.
Kurt Hayes, Secretary on Council.
Greg Binger, Vice President of the Council.
Mike Brown, Finance.
Brad Bailey, President of the Council.
Don Holm, Council.
John Reimann, Council.
All right, thank you. By the way, once we get that new sound system in, we're going to have a handheld wireless mic. We'll just pass it down the line and save you all those steps. Okay. Well, St. Paul writes, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives to everyone ability for particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. Therefore, here are your responsibilities. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith reflect Christ, in whose name we gather. You are to work together with other members of the congregation to see that the worship and the work of Christ are done in this congregation and that God's will is done in this community and in the world. You are to be diligent in your specific area of serving so that the one Lord who empowers you is glorified. And you are to be examples of faith, active in love, to help maintain the life and the harmony of this congregation. So on behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, are you ready to accept and to continue to faithfully carry out the duties of the position to which you have been elected? If so, say yes by the help of God. People of God, I ask you, will you support these your elected leaders, and will you share in the ministry that Christ has given to all of us? Will you help, support, and speak well of them? If so, say yes by the help of God. I now therefore declare you as installed leaders of this congregation. May God bless you with his Holy Spirit, that you may prove faithful servants of Christ in this congregation and in the world. Amen. Let's thank our leaders for serving in this congregation. All right. Unless you'd like to make a speech or anything, you can have a seat. You'll do that later, right, Jeremy? Yeah. Sorry about this. And we'll continue with the reading.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him, each with 6 wings. They covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled of his glory. The pivots on the threshold shook with the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live with a people of unclean lips. And yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
And I invite the children to come join me for the children's message. Hi, guys. So glad you're here. So, do you guys like money? Oh, that was fast. Okay. Does anybody want some money? You do? Really? Well, let's see here. I have a quarter, a dime, a nickel, and two pennies. So how much is that? Can anybody help us out? I think it's 42 cents. Yeah, that's kind of tricky, isn't it? So I got 42 cents here. Anybody want 42 cents? So let me ask you, would you rather have 42 cents or instead, would you rather have this fabulous jar of money? Which would you rather have? What do you think? Which one? Which one would you rather have? This one?
Yeah.
This one, okay. Because more is better, right? Right? It's a little bit, more is better. But wait. Would you rather, now you could have this fabulous jar of money, or if you order by midnight, you could have a bucket of money. What do you think? Would you rather have a jar of money or a bucket of money? A bucket? You'd rather have a bucket? Because more is better, right? Usually, when it comes to money, more is better, right? You would think, but not always. In our Bible story that we're going to read in just a moment, Jesus meets some fishermen. Now, the fishermen have been out, and they like to catch a few fish every day, right? And today they're out trying to catch a few fish, but they couldn't catch any. They caught nothing. And then Jesus came, and he said, okay, fish over there. And so they did. You know what happened? They got a whole bunch of fish. That's right. They got a whole bulging net full of fish. They got so much fish, they thought that the boat was going to tip over. So what do you think they're going to do with all those fish? They're going to cook. You think they're going to eat all of those fish? So they're going to eat them, or they're going to give them away, or they're going to sell them, right? If they have a lot of fish, that's like worth a bucket of money, right? So a net full of fish was like a net full of money. But then something crazy happened. Jesus said to those fishermen, he said, follow me. Come and follow me. And instead of catching fish, you'll catch people. Come and see how amazing it is to follow me. And so you know what they did? They followed Jesus and they left all of those fish behind. They just left them there in the boat on the beach. It was like leaving a net full of money and just going and follow Jesus. You know why? because following Jesus is more valuable than a net full of money. Now, this isn't actually money. Yeah, it's chocolate coins, right? I'm going to give one to you and one to you. And one to you and one to you. And one to each of you. Whoops. Can you have, give that to her, please? Thank you. So, in order to enjoy, really enjoy this coin, do you just hold on to it? Do you hold on to the coin to enjoy it? Okay, but when you do, you have to let go of it, right? You let go of it into your mouth, and then you know how amazing it really is. That's what the disciples did. So when you let go of the money in your mouth, remember the disciples let go of their money, and they found out how amazing Jesus was. Okay, everybody, bow your heads, fold your hands, and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for being more valuable to me than a bucket of money. Amen. Thanks for coming up. And let's stand for the Alleluia verse.
Do that again. Now, we're partners, you can tell, right? Let's do that again. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesareth, and a crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, Jesus saw two boats there on the shore of the lake, and the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little ways from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowd from the boat. When he was finished teaching, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deeper water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the net." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that the nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boat so that they were beginning to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he knelt down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also was James and John, son of Zebedee, who was partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch people." When they had brought their boat to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Just a little bit of before the sermon, I want to share with you, I've been doing the serving both congregations, St. John and Messiah, for almost 3 months. And I perceive that the call is very doable, but it is not an easy call. I serve half-time with Messiah and a quarter-time here, and so you kind of go back and forth, and so it will take a very unusual person to be able to work that through. But it is really nice to work with congregation, thinking about a new way of doing ministry. You know, for decades, as those who sit here, for decades, there was very little conversation between the two churches, except maybe on when the pastors met. But now, because of needs and declining finances, we now need to learn how to live together and work together to proclaim the gospel. To you who Jesus loves, and to you who I love, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Creator and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Surely you recognize a fish story when you hear one, don't you? We've all heard about those monstrous fish that got away, or the arrogant fisherman who says to us, "You should have been here yesterday." Or how about the sarcastic one who says, "Maybe you're not holding your mouth right." And you and I know that fishermen, well, have a tendency to be very creative when they tell stories about their catch. And after all, this story is about fish, right? A miraculous catch. But more than that, brothers and sisters, this story is an epiphany story. It deals with how God uses earthly details to reveal God's divine presence. Plus, adding to that, it is also a call story. Now, we have to make some assumptions here that Simon Peter and Jesus had met before. It doesn't say that in our text, but for us to understand how circumstances happen, we have to make that assumption. Because what does Jesus do? Jesus goes and gets in Simon Peter's boat. So he had to know that that was Simon Peter's boat. And Simon Peter had to know who Jesus was. But I'm sure the last thing that Simon Peter wanted after a long night of fishing with no catch was an epiphany story, God revealing himself in Christ Jesus. All Simon Peter wanted to do was clean the boat, clean the nets, go home and sleep. But Jesus asked him, simply asked him, "Will you put me out a little farther in your boat so I can teach?" One of the things that this story teaches us about the church, and now we have to understand that Jesus is building the leaders of his church. And so he has a tendency to choose the most unusual individuals. They are not the elite scholars. They are the people who are a little rough around the edges, to be precise. And Jesus doesn't ask Simon Peter to volunteer, does he? So I want you to understand, when it comes to leaders in the church, when it comes to programs in the church that require a long time to develop, Jesus is not seeking volunteers. Now, I understand that the church is run by volunteers, but long-term prophetic leadership requires a commitment. I like what Jesus does, and I don't know if you noticed it. Jesus always comes to people who are always busy doing something else. Have you noticed that? These fishermen were doing what they naturally do. They were fishing. And Jesus comes to them and says to them, "You know, I know where to fish." Now, these are professional fishermen. And Jesus comes and says to them, "Put your net down over there." And I'm sure Simon Peter rolled his eyes at Jesus and says, "Yeah, really." But he did as he was chosen, called to do. The one thing that Jesus is insistent upon throughout the call process and throughout the call stories, Jesus is not seeking volunteers. Jesus is the one who's doing the calling. Jesus is the one choosing the disciples. And the truth is, Jesus is the one who chooses you and chooses me. The second thing that we need to understand about this wonderful story from the book of Luke. Now, you got to remember, last week we heard the story where Jesus was being run out of his own hometown. And now he goes to stand beside the Sea of Gennesaret. And so what Jesus is seeking more than volunteers, he's seeking a commitment. I know that I've spoken many times here at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church about the issue of the ministry of those left behind and how we're trying to address that with the Stephen ministry. Now, those of you who have been called to serve, who've signed your name to serve, know that the details of being a Stephen ministry are quite demanding. 50 hours of training and many years of service. But God wants your commitment. Without that commitment, the Stephen ministry program will not work. In our story, if you remember, Jesus uses fish to show to the disciples who he was, that he was a good and gracious God. He uses that so he could call them into ministry. That's enough on discipleship. So what does this story have to do with us? It's a fish story, right? And if you don't go fishing, what good is this? I think this story tells us something about what God has given to us. Do you remember what Simon Peter said to Jesus when he realized that this huge catch, Simon Peter got down on his knees and says, "Master, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." And what does Simon Peter hear from Jesus' own mouth? Jesus says to him, "Do not be afraid." I think that's the point of the story for us. Jesus invited Simon Peter to leave everything behind in his life, his past, to move forward in this new life with Christ. Jesus' words to Peter are words to us as well. Jesus is saying to each of us, "Do not worry or grieve over your past, but accept the gift of forgiveness that I offer you, and the opportunity for new life for all those who believe." Jesus did not leave Simon Peter, and Jesus will not leave you, nor will Jesus leave me, in the midst of the trials of our life. Jesus has called us by our name. Jesus has placed his very imprint on our forehead through the water and the word of our baptism. And the good news for us, brothers and sisters, today is that Christ keeps coming to us each day, calling us by name, to remind us who we are, but more than that, who we can become in Jesus' name. So the question is this a fish story or not? I guess your answer will depend on where you see yourself in this story. Are you sitting on the bank watching Jesus? Or are you in the boat casting your net with Jesus? Two pretty good questions you have to answer. Amen. And I like to push people out into deeper water. Melanie says, "I don't think we know that hymn." Well, we're going to learn it.
So let's stand and we'll sing hymn 817, 817. Thank you. did a good job with that for not knowing. Next time in Spanish. That will be deeper waters. Together, let's proclaim what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. Jesus, our teacher, our friend, our Savior, help us to answer your call and to leave behind the things that keep us from following you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for all in need today. We remember especially John Montaigne, Jan Mulford, Clarice Laren, Andy Melrose, Ed Benedict, Dan Carey, Ron Venz, B.J. Gifford, Marietta Sylvester, Donna and Wendell Patton, Helga King. We pray that you would give your comfort and strength to the family of Bonnie Milhan at her death. Give them and all who grieve comfort and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that you would protect and support the women and men who serve in the armed forces and their families. We remember especially Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them now silently before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let's share that peace with one another. You may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing the offering hymn number 779. And let's pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated. Have a few announcements this morning. First, I want to say thanks to Kent and Lori Haif for the altar flowers today in memory of Wayne Haif, and thanks to Jim and Donna Gambiana for the radio broadcast in memory of their family and in honor of their wedding anniversary. They're here at Second Service, so I don't know how many years it is. I'll find out and let you know, okay? Also, just a reminder, next week is the Beanbags for Bible Camp fundraiser, so we're still looking for teams of two people. It's just $10 per team to register. You could come and you might win, you never know. There'll be lunch there, free will offering for that, and it's all to raise money to help with the Bible Camp. All right, Jeremy, are you still here? Come on up again. Jeremy is going to give us an update on the sound and video project.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
A hotly anticipated update on sound and video. So we had a meeting with Lifeline on Tuesday, January 29th. So we had Scott Wright and his foreman, Adam, come in. Greg Heidebrink, John Swigum, Pastor Russ, myself, not missing anybody. I think it was four of us. And then we also had Perry Novak come in for to be the electrical contractor. And that was basically basically review the project, talk about are there any opportunities, any obstacles. Adam, the foreman, he's kind of, you know, the guy that's, Scott is the president of the company, thinks big. Adam's actually the guy that actually has to do stuff. So yes, you can do that. No, you can't do that. So met with him for about an hour and a half, worked through all of that. So there were a few discussions, different things that we did add to the project, slight tweaks, and I'll run through those real quick. The key things that Scott brought up, he asked about our services. What do we use this space for a lot? And think of last Sunday, we had the Sunday school was up here singing. Could hear him for the most part. We also had this little boombox here that was playing, and that worked. We're not going to do that with the new sound system. One of the things that Scott brought up that would enhance our ability to hear our kids and our grandkids is our two group mics or boom mics that would go on either side of the aisle, taller and kind of point out, and they're intended to pick up a group sound more than like in an auditorium. That was one thing we talked about, and that's the one that we did agree to that we would add those two mics on either side. So there'd be ports for that and plugins. Now also we have this Clavinova that we move back and forth depending on if we're playing here, if we're playing over there for a choir. And looks like work is already beginning on running power and input. So those will be on either side of the aisle as well. So we can avoid having this extension cord running over there with a little runner over the top and so nobody trips over it. So those are just a couple things there. One other one was our second wireless mic. That pastor were upgrading his headset, but we were not going to update the inputs or the headset for the second mic, which would be Pastor Bowers. Exactly, right. What am I, chopped liver or something? Right. So. It was kind of that we're doing this project, we might as well do it right, and why have that second mic be less than what it should be?
So you get a good mic too.
Yes. All right. New toys. We are going to keep the old headsets to use them possibly. We don't want the new expensive headsets to get banged around so much. So if we're at that capacity where the handheld mics are used and everything else is used, and we've got the Christmas program, maybe we'll use the older ones for the kids. The component rack that's in the back, we are going to upgrade that to make that a larger one. It was about an increase of about $650, and it was a, that one will work, and it was a lot of back and forth on it, but there would be one slot for expansion if we ever needed to add another component. It's going to cost significantly more than $650 to bring Lifeline back if we need a bigger component cabinet, buy the cabinet, and then rewire everything to add that. So we're hedging on the side of adding future expansion of a video or broadcasting video or something like that. So we did make that change. The monitor, the TV monitor that the pastor, whoever's up here, will see whatever's on the video screen is going to be on a TV, like a 70-inch TV. We can't put it in the center like we initially wanted to just because of the vents that are on the front of the balcony. So we're going to put that over on the left side, and you can see an outlet already there. So that looks like Perry Novak's been hard at it. I saw an outlet by the exit sign by the door there, too. So they're not messing around. So that's where that TV will go. So the mount for it, instead of a fixed mount, it had to be articulating so it can stick out and tilt. Now, Scott, the screen, this is the last piece. The cabinet that they want to use for the screen, kitty corner across. So imagine that screen there where it sits up higher and going kitty corner across that angle in that corner. It's going to be 160 inches. So they're making it larger than what we initially thought. He's in communication with the company that's making the screen, and Lifeline is going to eat the cost of the larger screen because he kind of undershot on the on the size of it initially in the quote, so that's okay with me. So any questions about that? I guess I'm really excited about the group mics. I mean, we do a lot of singing here, the choirs, the kids, preschool, so that's fantastic.
Well, and that's great. Not only will be able to hear here in the congregation, but all of you who are listening on the radio right now, you'll be able to hear what's going on better too.
Exactly. So our updated bid came in at, we received that updated bid on the 30th, so the next day, that next day, it was $118,935. As of February 6th of this week, so it'll be on Wednesday, our pledges, donations, and gifts are at $111,970, which is fantastic. It's 94.1% of the goal. Absolutely fabulous. Now, timeline. So remember back when we were talking about this, we're running the risk. We're cutting this really close on getting that commitment, getting the contract signed, and getting it installed before Easter. If we don't make it, okay, what happens? Well, their busy season is second and third quarter of the year, so we probably wouldn't get installed until October or November. We're patient people, but that's a long time to wait for this school project. Pastor's not patient. So the day after I got the contract and then the invoice, called up Brad Bailey, our new president, right at that transition. I'm coming out, Brad's going in, so let's sit down and have coffee and talk about it and where are we at. And then also relaying to Brad some other side conversations of those that have yet to donate. They've got the pledge card. Gosh, I just haven't filled that out yet. I'm going to get it in. So we felt pretty confident that, and then as we were escalating up, as the pledges were coming in and cash donations and such, that we're going to make it. We're going to be fine. So in transparency, we did sign the contract, and we sent it in on the 31st so that they could start ordering equipment on February 1st. So we are in process. We are moving. And so timeline, when is this anticipated to happen? We're looking at, it'd be the week of, now they haven't confirmed this yet, but we're anticipating the week of March 11th, which would be our spring break here. And Pastor's thinking that's great because he's gone. So all this stuff, so the sound's going to be put in. I think Pastor Shadig is filling in that next Sunday, so he's going to be the guinea pig for the new sound system.
For the sound. No video.
Video comes in the next week. So it's also a good opportunity if something didn't quite, maybe we got to tweak something, that's, you know, Lifeline's right back here the next week installing the video part. So, yeah, that is that. Are there any questions about this at all? This is a huge project for us, and that's partly why I wanted to go into Buildings and Grounds to see this thing through and keep plugging away at it. So,
it's amazing news, isn't it?
It's very
good. We did it. Yeah.
So if anybody has any questions, concerns, anything, you know, that you want to talk about, grab myself or Brad Bailey after church or give us a call or anything like that. So appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Melody, are you ready for happy birthday? No? All right, we're going to do it a cappella today. I didn't warn her. It's my fault. If you have a birthday in February, please stand up. February birthdays. Come on, I know you're here. All right, don't be shy. We did January. It's time to do February. Okay, so let's sing happy birthday to our February babies. Would you start us, Melanie, vocally? Happy birthday. You can remain standing. Everybody else, let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our ascending hymn number 796. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.